Yuma, Perek Ches Mishnehei, 8:5. And now we discuss the halachas of people who may or perhaps must eat on Yom Kippur. The guiding principle of this Mishnah is that in a scenario where a person potentially may come to a situation in which he is at risk to lose his life, that's called Pikuach Nefesh, and since it's a suffix, maybe it will, maybe won't, it's called Suffix Pikuach Nefesh. And in a case of Suffix Pikuach Nefesh, we are always lenient, except for the three very strict, the most strict Isurim that revolve around Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah. But otherwise, in the case of Yom Kippur, even though it is severe, if a person perhaps would come to a scenario where things could lead to where he ultimately could lose his life or her life, so then the halacha is that person should eat. The Mishnah says, Ubara Sheiricha, a pregnant woman. Ubara, the word ubar means a fetus. Ubara is a woman who's carrying a fetus, pregnant. Sheiricha, she smells some food and she gets a craving for that food. So the concern is that the craving indicates she feels she needs to eat. So the indication is, since she feels she needs to eat, we're concerned that indeed that indicates that she really does need to eat that food now. And if she would not be able to, if it would be withheld from her, ultimately things could lead to her death. So then, since that's the guiding principle, ma'achilinosa ad she'tashiv nafsha, we allow her to eat until she calms down, because the rule is pikuach nefesh docha, that risk to her life will push off the isurim of eating on Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, the Gemara speaks out that we don't just, we try to minimize this. So the first thing is we whisper in her ear and we say, today is Yom Kippur, you're not supposed to eat today, are you sure this is really necessary? But if she sticks to her gun and says, I need it, I absolutely need that pickle. So then, again, we would try to minimize the level of transgression by feeding her a little bit, pachos makashir, less than the kosevas amount, so she wouldn't cross that threshold. But ultimately, if she insists she needs to eat, we would let her eat even more than a kosevas. Similarly, a chole, if a person is sick, ma'achilin oso al pi bakiyin. So we feed him based on the indications of the experts, meaning the doctors. So if a person says, I do not need to eat, I'm going to be just fine, but the doctors say, no, he must eat, because if he doesn't eat, then he could come to a situation where later on he could be at risk to lose his life, even then. So then we insist that he eats. Again, we try to minimize, if it's possible, if the doctors say it's acceptable, to give him less than the threshold, again, less than the kosevas. We space out the food or make him drink at the intervals and the quantities less than milulugmav. But ultimately, again, we insist he eats, and we would certainly not be concerned if the doctors say he must eat and he must be, say, very hydrated. Let's say we would not even concern ourselves with the shiurim at all. Now, it says bikin. Bikin is a plural. It sounds like, as opposed to bucky, it could have said we feed him based on the input of a single expert, but it says experts, plural. And that's not to take in dafka specifically. In other words, it doesn't matter if there's only one expert that says that he must eat, but still, we would still rely on the expert. The point here is that why we're using a plural is, if the person says he doesn't need to eat, and the doctor says that he does need to eat, so then we would listen, if the person says he doesn't need to eat and even has a doctor who supports him and says he doesn't need to eat, but then there is another doctor who says he does, so we'd rely on the person plus his doctor who says no need to eat. But once you have two people saying that he must eat or else he can come to Suffolk Pekuch Nefesh, or maybe he's in a state of Suffolk Pekuch Nefesh, or he is in a state of Pekuch Nefesh as it is, so then once you have two people, we force him to eat. We insist that he eat, even if you have 100 people saying he doesn't need to eat. Once you cross the threshold of two, so then the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we're not going to take any chances, and therefore he eats. So once you have two, that counterweighs everything. On the flip side, v'im ein sham bekiyin ma'achilin oso al pi atzmo ad sheyomar dai. In the event that there, literally it says if there are no bekiyin, there are no doctors there, then we feed him based on his own input. What this means is, if the person, I'm not translating the words, I'm explaining the Mishnah here. If the person says, I need to eat, I feel that I'm at risk if I don't eat. So then, even if there would be 1,000 doctors saying it's not true, even if he doesn't eat, it's not dangerous, but we listen to the person. We don't listen to the doctors. In other words, with the guiding principle here is we're going leniently once again. And the reason is because we assume that a person knows his internal state of affairs better than any doctor could. There's actually a pasuk, Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho, from Mishlei, that the person's heart knows inside just the bitterness of a soul. He knows his real situation better than other doctors. And therefore, if a person insists that he must eat, so then we would let him eat as a chole, even though any number of doctors say it's not true. We listen to him. The reason why the Mishnah here says im ein shem bakiyan, the Gemara understands it means that in the event that he insists he must eat, so then it is as if, it's as if there are no other doctors. We disregard all the doctors. That makes it tantamount to there being no doctors there. And therefore, we rely upon this person, and we, again, be as lenient as possible. In such a scenario as well, we try to minimize it, so if a person can get away with drinking in less than the shiur, eating less than the shiur, that would be great, and preferable, certainly. But ultimately, the Torah has its own set of halachas, and if a person is supposed to eat, because the doctors say he should eat, lest he come to a situation of pikuach nefesh, or if a person feels he may even come to a situation of pikuach nefesh, he doesn't eat, so then the halach is that he must eat, he should eat, and it would be not only meritorious to yes eat, but it would actually be a grave sin to not eat, because the halach is that he must. Now, if you'll ask, the principle is Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho, a person knows his own bitterness, so then why don't we rely on the person to say, no, I know myself better than you, I don't need to eat. So even though the doctor is saying, yes, you do, why doesn't the person's own intuition, his internal sense of well-being, override that, as we say it does Lakula? The answer is because we're actually concerned that when a person is unwell, so then his inner voice is misguided, the same way we've all seen someone who's had a little too much to drink, who obviously has had too much to drink, but he insists, no, I'm still sober. And that's because there are certain things that you think with and certain things you think about. And if his brain is impacted, so then the thing he thinks with is compromised. So to a person, we're concerned that normally a person's lave, his own mind, knows his internal well-being better than others. But if a person's unwell, so his mind or his heart, his intuition could be addled, could be misguided, could be out of touch, and therefore, again, with the guiding principle is the kula, even if he says he doesn't need to eat, and the doctors say he really should eat, lest he come to a situation where he could be at risk for life, even then, so then we indeed insist he eat, and it's proper for him to eat, even though he insists he doesn't need it.